This mic light keeps flickering and all he's doing is shuffling paper. Yeah. Said he's one of the mics seem hot. He's in the public.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
May the clerk call the roll.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Strelick.
Here. Need a motion to approve our meeting of November the 1st.
I make that motion.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Strelick.
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $1,985.41. Police, $10,332.45. Fire, $4,495.21. Street, $7,752.66. Park, $6,642.57. Liability insurance, $100. Garbage, $52.22. Cemetery, $9,442.51. Water operations, $24,513.26. Sewer operations, $479.50. Drug enforcement, $783.96. Special tax allocation, TIF 1, $14,398.91. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $949,314.52.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to
I'll second that.
Been second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. This evening, we got the scouts here this evening. I think, Bob, you going to come up and talk to us a minute?
Oh, sit on down, Xander. boys working on citizenship in the community, nation and world merit badges. One of the requirements was to come up to a local government meeting for citizenship in the community. And you guys are on Monday night. That's what night we usually meet on anyway. So it's, you know, just have a little change in location for the evening. And I'm sure you guys like seeing some young faces in the room and some people, a group in here that's not not in a bad mood over something in here for a good reason. See you guys. Xander, you want to fill them in a little bit more on what else we're doing for the merit badges?
We're working on general community stuff, learning about the different levels of governments, all the stuff that the governments do, not just the bad stuff, so a lot of the good stuff, cleaning up the roads, the sewers, the streets, all that stuff.
How we fit into it all, right?
That too.
Yep. So you guys got any questions for anybody? Like why they do this? What?
No. No, I got any questions.
I don't think you guys are in it for the fame and fortune. There's not much in it. So why, I mean, I guess some of the kids probably want to know why do some of you guys do this?
Yeah, well, we got into politics just like you got into scouts to serve the public. Be there when somebody needs somebody. Always a helping hand. And I was born and raised in DeWitt County, lived here all my life. And it's just something that I thought was necessary for my family and myself.
In my part, I've been here my whole life. I left and went to the military, came back to Clinton, raised a family, served on the county board as well as Danny, a couple of terms on the county board. There were some things that was going on long time ago, because I've been here like 20 years, which doesn't seem like it's that long, but been on the water department, but I worked for the water department. It gave me a background in what I really enjoyed. Had a chance to come back and get on when we're redoing the water plant. You're too young to remember, but we had water that looked like iced tea and smelled horrible. There's no other way to describe it. And it wasn't because it was just the kind of water we have, the wells, there was different reasoning for it. But I got the chance to come into office and got to be on the ground floor of helping to get a new water plant. That was something that I've been very proud of. I don't think anybody can say that, you know, the water's not 1,000% improved. And there was just a lot of things that went into that. And it was just, none of us came up here with the intent of making a career or staying here for a long time. We had certain things that we looked at that we wanted to do to help the community. And over the course of the time that I've been here, there's been a lot of changes. Clinton has not grown, you know, it hasn't, we're a bedroom community. It hasn't really grown it to large extent, but we became what I consider a very good bedroom community. We don't have the businesses like we used to. We don't have the large manufacturing. So we have to figure out as a council, what can we bring in? You're seeing mom and pop shops. You're seeing things that's brought in to help the community and keep it vibrant. We've got a great school system. We have good streets and roads. We kind of, you know, there's potholes, there's things that people get upset about that we can't do all at once. We have a lot of infrastructure that is getting old, needs to be replaced. As we have money, we do that. We find grants and money to do that. Each one of us have a specialty in our own departments, yet we still run the entire city. We all work together to make sure everything functions. And the best thing anyone can ever do is become a member of a board or sit on a committee, do something for your community. You know, you guys are doing, I've watched through the years with Bob and with the different groups. I've helped with some other different scouts. I've watched you guys grow and become members that are really very vibrant in what you do for the community. You go out and you clean up things. You help with parks. You do the things that we do in just a little different manner. You guys go out hands-on. You have projects. You go out and do it. We have to do it with the political end of it. And Tim can vouch he has to take and get out and see a lot of political figures to get things. You got to talk to senators, congressmen. You got to talk to people to get money. You guys do it hands-on. You decide that, hey, I want a merit badge. I want to work at something. I want to go out and help. You came out and helped with projects in parks. You've cleaned up roadways. You've done all kinds of things that are just as important as anything that we do sitting up here. I'm the long-winded one. These guys always tell me that I talk more than anybody here, and I talk three times as much. I'm very dedicated to what I do. I'm very passionate about what my life has been and how I want to see Clinton grow. I've been at the school system, so I've got to see all of you young men and young women. There's a nice little young lady sitting back there. I've watched you guys do things that people say you can't do. Don't ever let anybody in your life tell you you can't do something, because that is just a bunch of crap. I'm sorry, but I put it plain. You guys can do anything. You are our future. You're going to be the ones that will be setting up here in the future. You will take that mantle. You will decide. There's people sitting out here right now, and I can look at it. Guys that I know from taking them on buses. I've been around a school with them. Very good bunch of young men sitting there. And I have no idea what you guys are going to do. But I know I didn't know what I was going to do when I was your age either. I had to just kind of be developed as I came. Everybody sitting here, there isn't one of us sitting here that decided we're going to be sitting on the city council one day as a young kid. That didn't happen. But as you get older and you become the person that you will become, you're going to take over some of our spots. You will be the people that are in charge. You're going to have to be the ones that have to grow and become that leader. So if somebody tells you can't, you just look them in the face and laugh, because you can do anything you please. And just like your merit badges, I know how hard you have to work for those. You guys are tough, and that is not the easiest thing in the world. Everybody thinks, well, they just get a few little things you got to do, and then I'll get a little patch. That isn't the way it works. It's hours and hours of dedication, and that's what it takes to become the people that you will become. So I appreciate you coming up here and taking the interest to show that you want to see how the political scheme works, because there's all kinds of things. And don't think you got to be sitting behind this desk. You can be on boards, you can be on hospital boards, you can be on cemetery boards, you can be on police and fire boards. There is a million things out there that you guys can go and do. Don't just stop with one. Don't ever get yourself pigeonholed into like one little niche, because there's a thousand different things that you guys can do. And I'm going to be looking forward. I've watched so many kids grow up and become parents and become workers and do the things that, you know, when you first met that kid, you thought, gee, Merry Christmas, what is this kid ever going to amount to? Same as my parents thought about me. They all thought the same thing. And I've done okay for a little guy from Clinton, Illinois. And I've met lots of people. We've all sat here. You'll meet governors. You'll meet vice presidents. You get to meet a lot of people. I got to meet a ton of people for just a little small town hick boy from Clinton. So just go out there and do everything you can possibly do, because you never know when you're going to do something that's going to be just outstanding. And you're already started. I mean, Bob, I've watched him. I remember Bob when he was you guys' size. And I've seen him, and to see what he's became and leading you now, that's an accomplishment. And he's done well. You listen and you watch, because he's done well too. So, you know, we can give you all kinds of pep talks and we can do everything you want, but you're going to do what you need to do. And that goes to everybody sitting out there. You guys are the future. You're going to be the people that are going to take and have to run things eventually, because that's just the way it is. And I appreciate you coming up, and if there's anything at all, you know, this is a quick meeting, except when I talk too long. But if I can come to one of your meetings, if you guys want to know backgrounds and more things, and there's plenty of things, that all you have to do is ask. You invite anybody sitting up here, and I'll guarantee you they will come. Tim has got wealth of knowledge. The guy that runs WHOW has a wealth of knowledge. You know, there's people sitting in this audience. Tom Ruddington has been in this community forever. There is a wealth of knowledge sitting right here that you guys can take and feed on and pick their brains and get all kinds of things. He's with the Legion. He's done things with, you know, the veterans that is just phenomenal. Anybody out here will come and visit with you at any given time if you just ask. You know, if you don't get enough of stuff this evening, talk to any one of us, and at least I can vouch for myself. I will come anytime that you want to come and want to listen to me for a while, because I do talk too much. But anyway, that's enough for me. You guys go ahead.
We still have time, too.
Go ahead. I yield the floor to Kenny.
I started mine as a fireman. Well, actually, as ESDA across the street, but with Bob, been there, too, before. And I moved into the fire department 30, 40 years ago, whatever it was, a long time. And I seen a need to change some things, and the only way you can change things is make your voice heard. So I became over the fire department, police department, and parks, like 7 different departments under this one. And all you can do is just try to improve, try to improve. It's just nobody's here for the glory. It's just what you can do. And I think we've got a pretty good fire department, pretty good police department. Not pretty good. We got both good of both of them. So set your goals and go after them, like John said.
I want to thank you guys for coming up tonight. Mm-hmm. I am a former Boy Scout myself, so it's great to see you all up here. I worked for the city, retired after 37 years, and there's some things that I've seen also that I'd like to see if I could possibly get some things changed and improved on. And also had some people approach me about running, so and it's enjoyed it so much. I mean, there's parts that's not the greatest, but majority of times, I'm glad to be here where I can try to help the community out.
Yep. So,
but thank you, leaders, too, the Boy Scouts. I know you guys put in a lot of time in. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was telling the kids, and it's great to see Tom still in it. I can remember I was a kid going and working with Tom on this exact same merit badge when he was working at the bank. I remember riding my bicycle into town to meet with you. So it's.
I remember being a merit badge counselor for this one. That was very interesting. Enjoyed it.
Yep. Well, thank you for having us in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Xander, anything else?
No. This is a great pep talk.
All right. Thank you. It goes to any of them sitting out there if they want to talk or ask anything.
Cool.
If anybody else wants to come and address the council, Mr. Reddington.
I'm Tom Reddington, and I live at 305 South Sherman, Clinton, Illinois. And I wanted to come before the council tonight to bring again to your attention of what's going on with Thanksgiving. The three veteran organizations here in town for many years have prepared, well, started with the VFW preparing meals on Thanksgiving Day, delivering them to the county, to people that are shut in or they need a meal, and that we don't really do much scrutiny as far as if we get a call. But we're going to be doing it on Thanksgiving Day. But the thing is, this does not start just on Thanksgiving Day. We start looking at this in October. And, you know, what kind of we'll need and that. So we're acquiring all of it. In the past, we've got tremendous donations from people. We had one guy that worked the power plant would come up and have four turkeys in his truck, plus noodles and beans and everything, and we would take them in and prepare them. This year, we're seeing a little bit different, but that's not going to stop us because we've already acquired 40 turkeys, and that'll be enough for the Thanksgiving Day meal, plus the VFW does a Christmas dinner and delivering that, and we usually fix theirs. A few years ago, we had a meeting between the three organizations to see if the Legion would help them because it was just the AMVETS and the VFW, and they're losing a lot of people. The VFW is very small now. AMVETS is a pretty good side, but we had the best kitchen with the Legion building, so we're doing everything down there. We'll prepare on Monday. The day of Thanksgiving, we'll prepare 23 turkeys. We can cook them all at once in our ovens. After they come out, we'll have people there, and we will pull the turkeys off of the bones, put them in pans, prepare them. And then Tuesday, of course, I have a rotary down there, so we don't do anything. But then Wednesday and Thursday, we will prepare the noodles, mashed potatoes, the dressing, everything, and start at 9 o'clock Thanksgiving Day with volunteers, and we'll deliver all over this county. The only way we can do that is that people call in and give us their information. We'll take it at the Legion. The AMVETS is set up to take it. There's some, we put sheets out at the high rises for the older people over there. And I would like to suggest that the city tell us how many meals you need for your workers that are going to be working on Thanksgiving Day. You can come and get them, or we'll have somebody deliver them. But get us that number in the next, you know, before the end of the week, and then we can add it to our list. We're looking at 300 meals. It sounds like, you know, that's quite a, but we'll have them out of there and delivered by noon, and then the people that help will be able to go home and have their Thanksgiving if they want any after that. But I'm very proud of this operation. It's not one person doing it. It's a bunch of people. We get a lot of local people that come in and drive for us and deliver. We'll let you come and get it. If you want to pick it up, just tell us. But the thing is, we want everyone to know that this is going on. And there's a lot of love and being put into this. I'm amazed at the number of meals and the people that come and help that day. So that was a big thing that I wanted to come tonight, get it out in your minutes. Tell the city that we want, you know, to hear from them, and we'll talk to the sheriff's department and the CENTCOM so that, you know, we don't miss anyone. We've already heard from the EMTs how many they want. So that'll be good. So we'd appreciate that. And it's if you see a veteran, tell them thanks, because whether they're down there helping us cook, or they're out in a parade or whatever, they've all given something to this country and been a part of it. And I'm very proud to be able to be part of what I do. The other thing I wanted to mention was I listened to your minutes of your meetings. And last meeting, someone made the comment that someone used $30,000 to put a water line to their house. I want to correct that. That water line that was run out on Brown Street was run because Wallace Press was looking at that ground that now the waste is on, where they had compaction going on and everything. And at that time, we engineered it, we passed it, we approved it, and that was for the Wallace Press expansion, which did not come to light. And where the $30,000 come from, I have no idea. But that water line was run by the city for the purpose of protecting that area. And so you might want to correct those minutes. That water line didn't cost $30,000. And it kind of upset me that people would throw stuff like that out. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. You have anybody else in the audience want to address the council? Anybody out on internet, Steve?
No, I think it's just Tom, Clint, and Steve Love, and I.
Okay. We'll move on down.
I do have one comment. Just like I'd said a minute ago about how the people in the audience have all this background, you just heard a man that said he's going to deliver 300 meals. This is something the Legion and all of the veterans have done for a number of years. It has been way back, as far as I can remember, and they do that for all kinds of different events. They give out free meals at Veterans Day. They do all kinds of things. There, again, is something that any one of you young men or young lady can go and help with. That's something that they will ask for, and you can go and volunteer your help at any given time with this group. And like he said, it has became an older group that is just dwindling away, and it's all of them. And the younger generation just is not stepping up of the veterans. It just isn't happening. And so any time that there's an event like that happening, they will be more than happy to open up the doors and say, come on in and help us. I know that they will take the help. I've done some things with the veteran, with the funerals and different things. And these guys put themselves out in some of the nastiest weather. They go out and do funerals for the veterans. They go out and do all the honor guard. And it doesn't matter if it's freezing cold, if it's raining and pouring, they're there. So there's things in the community that can be helped. And if you guys are looking for things, all you have to do is just look very close to your own neighborhood, and you will find things that can be done. So, Tom, I appreciate everything that you do.
along that line, the Boy Scouts here in town have been sponsored by the AMVETS, but because the AMVETS not have a large enough building, we've stepped in and using our building, although they're responsible to them, and it's working well.
Well, that's awesome.
And they have helped us.
Well, that's great, and like I say, it's really good that you can, because it is a worthwhile deal, and anytime you can go and help these guys, it's very, very heartwarming to go do. And when you see the smile on people's faces when they supply these meals and all the things that happen, because some people just don't have it. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm sorry. I'm done.
That's
now.
Fine.
I'll make a
take
sure.
A deep breath, John. You got
I'll try not
here in a little
talk
bit.
Anymore. I promise.
We'll move down to reports, public streets and public improvement.
Yeah, just a few things. The Center Street project is finally finished up. We got it pretty much all wrapped up. The brush pickup is this week. It is going to be the last pickup for the year. We'll stop picking up in December, January, February, of course, unless there's an ice storm. The guys started last week with one vac. They worked Wednesday and Friday picking up leaves. We got our part-time guys in this week, so they'll be running the town right now. Don't know what the schedule's going to be, because they're just starting out and how many people get stuff out. So we ask everybody, please get your leaves out now on the terrace. Please do not put them in the street. And also ask that you make sure you separate your leaves from your yard waste and your brush, because that will plug up our machine. And also, there has been, in the past, I don't know from my own experience, that some people are putting some of their feces in this. And we please ask you not to do that. I mean, I didn't like it when I had to pick it up, and I know these guys don't like it either. So just ask for that. You notice, too, the Christmas lights are up, pretty much. They would have been done, but we had a little problem with a bucket truck. I'd have it repaired. So I drove around tonight. It looks like the Christmas tree is yet to be put up and a few other little things. So it looks really nice up there. All the guys and ladies in all departments have really been working to get a lot of things done here lately. Yeah, this weather's going to kick us in the butt here before long, so just appreciate all the work they've done. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Public property.
That's me again. The mode of that, I did talk to Lloyd today. I wanted to see if there was anything really going, and he said that they are going to put up the Christmas tree and the last of the stuff tomorrow, and hopefully everything would go well, and so that is great. The crew brought equipment in to clean out the lagoons. We have the lime lagoons that they've been waiting to make sure it's dry, and they'll be working on that probably tomorrow and getting as much as they can out of there while the weather's still good. And the only other thing is last meeting I talked about the leaks out there by Evans and Stone, and then that blew a piece clear out on the 2 days later, and there was a T that had been put in for future expansion, which I don't know what was going to be expanded right in that corner, but it blew the T off, and then it blew the rings and stuff out of it, so they had to go and wait, and a guy personally brought down stuff from Bloomington to get it fixed, and they did a really good job of getting that done. And I had a lot of comments from the neighbors out there that, hey, they stayed right with it and they got it back in because they were worried about how long it was going to be off, and they got it as quickly as they could. But that's that part that's going to get replaced next year, hopefully.
Was that the day they had a 10-hour day?
Yeah, because they didn't get done until after 8 o'clock at night because they had to wait for it to get here. So there's always guys out working and doing stuff behind the scenes that people sometimes don't see, and it's all the departments joined together and get it done. So, but other than that, that's all I have.
Okay. Health and safety.
Ben, you have anything?
Quick, and I apologize, I had to step out for a phone call, so I don't know if this has been covered yet, but the Christmas parade Saturday, November 27th, I spoke with Bobby Hawes today about street closures. As has been done historically in the past, the Chamber is hosting the Christmas parade. It'll start in the 500 block of East Main Street, westbound on Main, and three quarters of the way around the square. The square will not be barricaded off until all the parking spots are filled. And once the square is full, we'll then barricade off entry to the square for the parade to begin. Topic number two, it seems like about four meetings in a row. I came to tell you about an officer retiring, an officer leaving law enforcement, whatnot. I'm excited and happy to announce tonight that we have
recently obtained commitments from two lateral transfer officers who will be starting as recent as the middle of this week. Because of their current schedules, they weren't able to come tonight to allow us to do the traditional swearing in and badge ceremony that we normally do. I do intend to hopefully bring them at a future meeting to at least introduce them to you. But we've hired Officer Patrick Cook from the Mount Zion Police Department and Officer Derek Flogger from the Decatur Police Department. Both of these young gentlemen have previous experience with the Macon County Sheriff's Office and the Macon County Jail, and then went to their respective police agencies. Both had just graduated the Macon County Law Enforcement Training Center in the middle of June of this year, so they are young, fresh officers. And quite frankly, we feel blessed to have them coming to Clinton. So they're going to be starting right away, and so we've got two of the four positions filled with at least one other individual kind of in the wing. So hopefully by early 2022, we'll have all those filled and kind of back to our normal staffing and everybody back in the positions that they belong. So just wanted to report that's certainly making forward progress. So that's all I have for tonight.
Thanks, Ben. Also, I have three members of the Clinton Fire Department here to go over some radios. It's down there in new business, but they want to explain it to you, what they got real quick and how they got to this point. Brandon, you guys want to come forward?
Good evening, Council. This past year, we applied for the IEMA grant, similar that we've gotten in years past. This year, we applied for $46,955. What we got awarded was $21,955. That check for $21,955 has been received by the City of Clinton. Treasurer Lichtenwalter emailed me and let me know that. So we got to work on the spend plan that IEMA gave me after we were awarded that. Out of that $21,955, we were awarded $17,500 for radios. We'll show you the radios here in just one moment. But originally, we were wanting to replace 12 radios for the fire department. That's why we applied for so much money through IEMA. And we did not get that amount of money. So what we got for state bid on these Motorola radios came up to $25,733 to get 12 radios. So of that $25,733, we have gotten a grant to spend $17,500 for it. That leaves us $8,233 to make up. We are asking the council tonight to take one of our capital expenses in our budget, which was a gear extractor, budgeted at $10,000, and take $8,233 of that in place of that gear extractor. Blake, would you please explain to the council why we're wanting to nix the gear extractor?
Yeah, so the gear extractor was planned when we've done our shopping. Figured it was $10,000.
Blake?
Yes,
you might need to get close to the mic.
Okay.
Apologize.
So the gear extractor, again, we had planned on buying this for several years now. It's $10,000. We put it in the budget. You guys have graciously approved of it this last budget cycle. Since then, we've contacted Kelly Kinder. Kelly Kinder says there's no way. We don't have enough electricity in the building to support that. It would be more money than what you're spending on the gear extractor to bring the electricity in. So we're like, time out. This don't make sense. That's a lot of money spent on a wash machine. Kenny and Wapella both have gear extractors. If our gear gets soiled that bad, we can use one of theirs, that, or we can just send it over to Peerless Cleaners to have it cleaned for $20 or so. So we're putting a timeout on the gear extractor, but you guys did say you would support us for the 10 grand for the gear extractor before we knew we couldn't have it. So we're wondering if we can utilize that money to go for more safety equipment, such as these radios that we didn't get the funding for completely through the grant. So we're asking for $8,000 and some change out of that $10,000 that you guys already allotted for us to use in the year cycle. So it's still capital expense. It's just it's going towards radios and not a wash machine.
The radios we're wanting to replace are these radios. These radios have been here longer than any of the three of us have. Mm-hmm. And pretty wore out. So they're more than 13 years old, is what they are. And we're wanting to go with a radio, like I said, through the state bid process of the type of radio that Assistant Chief Stephen Page has. Stephen, would you mind showing them your radio?
So there's a couple benefits with this radio. Usually I've never had a problem. The high-rise is a perfect example. Those radios have a hard time transmitting through that building construction, being the heavy construction that it is. This one here's never had an issue getting out. This also, if you look at the mics on there, it's a very basic mic. This one, you can actually change your channel and your volume on. The key benefit for that, typically our guys that are wearing these have them on a strap like this, and you're actually gonna wear it underneath your coat. So the only thing that's exposed is the mic itself. That way the cord and the radio is protected under your coat while you're inside a fire. So when it's covered up, you're still able to adjust your volume and adjust your channel if you need to. Those have a high-vis mic, which is not like this style, but
yeah,
that's got a high-vis mic on it, so it's easier to locate.
So this is Motorola's style of, this is the Firefighter Tough radio. It is weather-resistant, waterproof. It is also noise-canceling, so if I'm talking over top of the engine or sirens or horns, it's going to hear my voice and not the siren or the horn. So it's really updated technology that we've never seen before. The city of Decatur and Lincoln are both using this type of mic. We really are excited about maybe getting it because that is what's exposed out of our gear. It is also 500-degree temperature-proof. It's the firefighter radio. So that is what hangs out of our coat while we're fighting the fire in an interior structure fire. And it's probably just about that big, too, for a gloved hand to operate. And it's what's built for the fire service. We did talk to Motorola. They said we wouldn't suggest anything else. I mean, we could say something else, but we don't feel happy selling our product with a different mic. That mic is what you need in that service.
These guys came to me when the radio grant came in and explained what was going on. And I told them the best way to proceed with this is to get all their pricing and then come before all of us to ask for the change of funds, you know. So that's the purpose for this.
Yeah, we feel silly because we applied for the 12 radios. We got the reduced amount of the radio cost with having the 12, and now we didn't get all the grant funds. Like, well, crap, how do we go about this? Looked in our budget, like, well, we're not buying that gear extractor this year. That was thrown out when Kelly told us we couldn't have electricity for it. Like, well, maybe there is money there that they allow us to use for a different use.
I, for one, don't see a problem at all with it. And the sooner you could probably get them ordered, the better it is for you guys, I would think. And Tom and Clint would be the ones that is in that budget. Do you see any problem in your end of it with just transferring it over since we're going to use that money anyway? Do we need a motion just to go ahead and, or do we just want a consensus?
Place them on file and then.
Or do you want to put it on file, or can we just go ahead as a motion and say, since the money's there, you've already got the 17, The 10 was already approved.
Yes, sir.
As a consensus, can we say?
We need to put it on file to do it the proper way.
Okay.
And then with the consensus, they can go ahead and talk to the salesman and let them know what we're thinking.
It's already on file.
Going on file.
It's already going on file.
We put it on file last
night. Going on now?
Well, no, it's on file tonight.
Yeah, we'll put it on file tonight.
It's already on file.
So we can't act on
okay.
It.
No.
It's just on file.
It says on new business.
It's going to be on file.
It's on file. It will be put on file.
But as my consensus, I'd say we go ahead and do it. There you go. It's going to be on file, but I'd say yes.
No other questions. Thank you for your time tonight.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, you guys know where we're at. If you do have a question.
You're not too far to get them.
No. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I believe that's all I have.
Okay. Got a report?
Sales tax this time was about $27,000 more than it was this time last year. And Cliff said what we're seeing now in the results of the financial business in the city. And we got the reports from the police pension fund and the police is $9.7 million, is that right, Clint?
Yeah,
very hard on getting them close to fully funded over a very long time. So, congratulations to everybody for sticking to it and not having to increase taxes to do it. So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
We'll move down to new business then. We're going to place two items on file. That's the annual levy and the partial grant for the radios we just talked about for the fire department. With that, that's the end of our session tonight. We're going into closed session.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Allender?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yeah.
Buchanan?
You mentioned that that was going to be your last.
Buchanan?
What happens if we have an ice storm? And
we'll pick up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to make sure people understand.
Oh, I did
that.
Say that.
Yes.
You
did?
Yeah. I'll see that.
You say my hearing aids didn't hear it?
Yeah, sorry, but yeah, I did say that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Now, really, you guys put that on file,
yes.
Right?
Thank you, guys.
All right, cool. Just make sure.
Because it's a capital, okay.
Thanks for coming, fellas. Nice seeing you guys. Be careful. Bye, young lady. It was nice seeing you.
Back on.
We need a motion.
Motion to amend the.
To amend the agenda.
Agenda.
Contract
to place the employment contract on file.
Yes.
For motion.
So then we have to make a motion.
I would make that motion.
I'll second it.
I'd second it.
Okay. Any discussion on it? If not, call the roll.
Okay. Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Allender?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. I have a motion to recess this meeting till the 22nd.
Recess and reconvene November 22nd,
at 5 o'clock.
2021 at 5 p.m.
Need a motion. Motion.
I'll second.
Who made
Roger
the motion?
Did.
And we're going to call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes.
It, isn't it? It's it, isn't
it? You're good?
I'm good.
Yes,
are we doing some more with the scouts or what?
I'm going to stick around for a little bit.
Johnny's
and
okay.
Up to you.
Johnny is.
Unless you want to talk to any of them, you know,
we'll adjourn our meeting.
I'm good at talking, so. As you know.
But yeah, we're.
We but if you have any questions from them before they leave, all you got to do is ask.
You know. Got to use the golden opportunity to ask.
Because I don't know if you have anything at all, but you know these guys are really well versed.